Hello everyone, this is Angel Avilas McClinton checking in at angelawakened.com. It's bright and early on a Tuesday morning, so I'm here at the gym. Hopefully you won't hear a thump if so called 911. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I have no plans on falling off this thing. Only on working my body. Taming it. Anyway, it's Tuesday, my very favorite day of the week. As you can tell, I'm already wide awake and ready for all that life is going to deliver me. Excited for the day and excited to definitely touch base with you all and say thank you for your support and your encouraging tweets and texts and emails and messages. It's just been so great to see that you all are applying some of the things that I talk about and just experiencing your own little daily miracles. It's pretty cool. So I appreciate you all, and I wanted to just reflect on a couple of things. One, that it's May, and May is going to be a busy month, and it usually is. I mean, I have a graduation. My oldest daughter is graduating from college. I mean, she's going to college, graduating from high school. And of course, it's Mother's Day. Mother's Day is one of those quote-unquote holidays that just seems to evade me. I traditionally have always felt stressed. Mother's Day. A couple of years ago, I lost my mom, and I have to tell you that life has never been the same since I lost my mom. Now, I have no regrets about my relationship with my mom. I had a great relationship with her. I do miss her tremendously. And I, of course, have a completely different perspective on life now that I'm older. But I have to say that if you have a mom, if you know a mom, if you are a mom, if you want to be a mom, enjoy the day. Enjoy the people in your life. Not because it's Mother's Day, just because it's a day. Just because you have time on this planet to express yourselves as human beings. Enjoy the day. Wake up loving yourself, and you'll have a lot more love to give others. That's just my little tidbit. Stress, sometimes necessary, but not to the degree that we take it. I mean, a little stress is good. I'm stressing my body right now. A little stress is good, a lot of stress not good. So it reminds me of an email that I got not too long ago from this person who was just down and out. I mean, it seemed that everything had just gone wrong in their lives. They had lost their job, their love. They were really wondering if their dreams were even worth having. They were just down. And trust me, I've been there. And I talked to them about mental training, of course. Just putting into practice looking for what's good. And, you know, when we're in the storm, it's really hard. It's almost annoying to hear someone go, no, be positive. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about faith. I'm talking about being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you cannot see. Most of us aren't even trained to be sure of what we hope for. Now, we live our lives based on sometimes other people's idea of what we should be hoping for. But we're so far away from what we really hope for that faith actually becomes impossible. So being sure of what we hope for, and then certain of what we cannot see, that invisible thing, whether you call it God, the universe, source, science, power, air, energy, none of that really matters. The bottom line is that there's something happening between the space of what's seen, heard, felt, smelled. There's something invisible that is working to your good. So even when you're in the storm, something magical is happening, and that magic is for you. And that's where your treasure hunt begins. Because when you know that, you know that you're in for a prize. So this is not about smiling and being false or fake. It's about finding that peace and knowing that there is something out there for you, for me, for all of us. More life, peace, and blessings, my friends. Bye-bye for now.